CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. It's been a while, but anyway, I'm back at least for today. I will probably not be available to do a movie review next week. I'm going into the hospital for some surgery, and I'm thinking I will probably not feel like being on the internet or being on the phone and doing a movie review, but you never know. Anyway, but for this week, as I'm sure you all know, there are really no movie theaters open, certainly not around here, and I'm thinking most places, at least in Quebec, and who knows where else, but and yet there are some kind of big movies opening up, regardless, although where they're opening up, I'm not so sure. There's supposed to be a deal where on like streaming services, I think it's Amazon, they will have some blockbuster movies that will actually open up in theaters where there are theaters available, and online as well. But unfortunately, from what I gathered, the online big blockbusting openers are not happening in Canada. So even if you have Amazon, as I do, and Netflix for Canada, I think this will not benefit us. So, but a number of filmmakers have essentially said, we think this is a terrible idea. We don't want our big screen movies opening up on the small screen in people's living rooms. They just think that it's not the right thing to do with a movie that has a huge scope such as Dune, or there's a new Wonder Woman movie coming out, and that too is one that really does, as I often say, require a big theater. But anyway, unless I hear otherwise, my understanding is that this is not an option which will be available in Canada anyway. Sorry, just remembered, it's HBO Max, which is on Crave, which is another streaming service. And again, it will be fine if you're in the U.S., but you won't be able to see these things again if you're in Canada, unless you are somehow subscribing to a U.S. service. So, having said that, I'll talk a bit about the movies and a little bit about the series that are on, are currently streaming. And just because my husband and I have been enjoying this so much, based on the recommendation from our older son, I will start with this one. It's on Amazon, so it's on what they call Prime Video. People who have Amazon Prime benefit from this streaming service for free, and among other benefits that you can get through Amazon Prime, free delivery and some other stuff. But this is the one where you get to watch Amazon Prime programming for free. So the series that we have been watching, we're now well into season 3, which is the last of the 3 seasons, although I just discovered that in fact there will be a season 4 coming up. I don't think they've even begun filming. Oh no, sorry, it says it has finally begun filming. So there will be a season 4, which we're very excited about. This is called Goliath, and it's just fascinating. It's just such a good series. There's been a number of good series, of course, on the streaming services. You know, everybody has something to say about The Crown, and the there was another wonderful series that I've mentioned, The Queen's Gambit. Anyway, and then there was a whole bunch of series concerning the Tudors, who are very spectacular. They led spectacular lives, blood-drenched, but spectacular. So we watched a lot of those, and now we've switched over for something completely different to Goliath, in which Billy Bob Thornton, always a good actor, often an unexpected actor, plays a lawyer, Billy McBride, and he has fallen, he and his partner, played by William Hurt, who's terrific, have had a falling out, and it's a little bit unclear exactly how that happened, but they're really at each other's throats, in particular the partner. But the Billy Bob Thornton character, Billy McBride, is still out there being a lawyer, but somewhat reluctantly. And he's left the big firm that he actually began, and he's out on his own. So there are three seasons of watching Billy Bob Thornton be Billy McBride, and they all three have been very unexpected and really, really interesting. He, as I say, he's kind of an unexpected actor. I've seen him play many different roles, and he's just an unusual guy to begin with. So if you have Amazon Prime Video, or if you're thinking of getting it, this is one that I would definitely recommend. It's called Goliath, and they've had season one, season two, season three, which, as I say, we're partway through, and there will be a season four. So that's all I have to say about series at the moment, but I will talk some about two sites that I have recently found, which I think make things a little bit easier for people who are trying to find things on some of the big streaming services, such as, well, Netflix being probably the biggest. And yet they feel like, if you know, they're sort of all over the map trying to find, well, I can't find what I'm looking for. So there's several sites out there which bring a little order into this chaos. If you like movies, if you don't like movies, maybe not so much. But there's one site, and it's a really quite a nice site. It's easy to navigate, and it's called a good movie to watch .com.
That's interesting.
A good movie to watch .com, and then it's best movies on Netflix Canada. I think maybe everybody who's on Netflix knows that there's Netflix Canada and there's Netflix elsewhere, certainly the U.S. So what it says here on this movies, a good movie to watch, is it's a database of highly rated movies. And then this is kind of interesting. Because of this, we know that while Netflix U.S. may have a larger catalog of titles, Netflix Canada actually has a larger catalog of good titles. Our latest count shows that we have 149 good movies for Netflix Canada and only 120 for Netflix US. So I think what they're saying is that the quality in Canada somewhat makes up for the sort of lack of quantity of movies. So it's 50 best movies, and the movies are all over the map. The one that they begin with, number 50, is a movie from 2001 called Snatch, which I saw probably back in 2001, and it really is highly entertaining. It's Brad Pitt and Jason Statham. It's got a kind of an all-star cast, and it's a Guy Ritchie movie, if that means anything. Guy Ritchie being a very creative director, and he makes movies that are really, again, highly entertaining. So that's one that I've seen and heard of. There's the second one, number 49, is, and I don't know how to pronounce this, Wadjda, WDJDA, which is maybe 2012, and it's a smart, spirited 10-year-old girl who wants nothing more than to own her own bike, something that is frowned upon in the Saudi Arabian suburb where she lives. So it is clearly not a North American movie, but is part of the 50 good movies to watch on Netflix. And I'm not going to go through all of them. Another one made in 2019, number 48, is called The Wolf's Call. A thrilling French movie about a nuclear submarine division that is confronted with a world-ending scenario. So some of these I've never heard of, but now that I know that they're there, I will keep this. I've already bookmarked it, this site called A Good Movie to Watch, so that I can return to it and check out other good movies to watch. So there's 50 of them, and the by and large, they're not they're not movies that I've seen or heard of, but certainly a place to start if you're kind of looking around and you don't quite know how to navigate through Netflix, because it can be bewildering and overwhelming. So it's a place to start. And another good site, which I discovered today, is one called Feel Good 25 Feel Good Movies on Netflix. So it kind of says it all, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a list of, indeed, 25 feel good movies on Netflix. And goodness knows that this is a time in our existence when we need all the feel good movies that we can get. So this is another site that you might want to mark down as something to bookmark, so that you can say, okay, let's get a feel good movie. Actually, this is put out by MSN.com, but if you go into 25 feel good movies on Netflix Canada that will lift your spirits, or do something, put something like that into your browser, this is what you'll come up with. And it has appear to be great movies, 25 of them. What the first one that they talk about is called Alex Strangelove. It was made back in 2018. That says, while on a mission to lose his virginity, high school senior Alex Truelove, Daniel Downey, begins to fall in love with Elliot, an openly gay acquaintance. Sounds fine and dandy, but how will his girlfriend Claire react to his newly discovered sexuality? Alex Strangelove captures the courageous act of coming out with humor and heart. So that's the first one. Another one is 2019, called Always Be My Maybe, and it concerns two young people. It says, everyone assumed childhood friends Sasha Tran and Marcus Kim would wind up together, except for Sasha and Marcus. So again, if the unifying factor for all of these movies is that they are feel good, so you wouldn't go to this site and expect to find a hugely thought-provoking movie or a horror movie or a movie that doesn't kind of put you in a good mood when you leave. Is another one, number four, Clueless, which goes way back to 1995. Loosely based on Jane Austen's classic Emma, Clueless follows Cher Horowitz, played by Alicia Silverstone, who's older now but still making movies, a spoiled and stylish teenager who plays the role of matchmaker for her friends and teachers. And I have seen this one, and it is indeed a feel-good movie, and one that I would certainly recommend. Another good one that comes up is The Disaster Artist from 2017. I did see this one, I guess, back in 2017, and it was very funny. It has two brothers, actually, James Franco and his brother Dave Franco. And it's a movie about these two guys who are kind of filmmakers who make terrible movies. But it says, The Disaster Artist has no mean streak whatsoever. You'll find a quirky comedy about friendship, impossible dreams, and the magic of movies. So this is a small sample of what you can find on the streaming services, notably, in this case, Netflix, without feeling like, well, I'll go onto Netflix, but I don't know how to find what I'm looking for, and they just keep coming up with suggestions that they think I might like, but finally, it's too limiting. So this is a good way to navigate the wilds of Netflix, and I'm certainly going to use it as I find myself at home a lot over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Anyway, so that's about it for me. So if you happen to have Amazon Prime, Goliath, it's hard to go wrong with three seasons of Goliath. It's a really intriguing, well acted, well produced, well directed series. And then there's these couple of sites where you can find good movies. The 25 feel good movies on Netflix is one site, and the other one that I mentioned is agoodmovietowatch.com. Best movies on Netflix Canada. So that's how you can find the movie of your dreams.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great idea.
Anyway, so that's it for me for now, and well, for this week, and I think next week as well. I mentioned I will not be available. Mm-hmm. Maybe after that, we'll see.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and all the best on your surgery. We'll be sending positive thoughts for you. Okay.
Yeah, good thoughts.
I will. Okay. Bye for now.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.